broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, protecting America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. We got a lot to talk about, man. Donald's going to war. Yeah, the Pentagon to send up to 10,000 more troops to the Middle East to beef up defenses against the Iranian threat. Jack, whatever his last name is, asks President to reopen the downing of the flight TW-800 aircraft. Yeah, first strike TWA flight 800. We got to bring that up. They're hoping that Donald Trump sent a signal saying that he's willing to open this up and work on it. I don't have any confidence in the Donald. I pray that he would, but I don't think he will. You know, he's going to get Barack Hussein's birth certificate. And now he could, but he doesn't. Why? He promised to get rid of gun-free zones first day. Hasn't. Why? Promised lock her up. He used to chant that with the citizenry when he was a candidate. Now he's the president. He lets them chant and he just moves on to the next point. Congress traitors are agreeing to support radical gun confiscation bill. What's up with that? All right, but now they're attacking Julian Assange, right? Turns out that the U.S. filed new charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, accusing him of putting the Americans at risk, accusing him of placing the United States at risk of serious harm by publishing thousands of secret and classified documents, including the names of confidential sources for the United States Armed Forces. Sheriff, do you want to respond to that? That's what the claim is by the Pentagon or the United States Justice Department. These are the guys that lied in the Yaman Bundy case and got caught withholding evidence and lying and perjuring themselves and so bad so much that the judge just tossed out the case. These are the guys now that are attacking Julian Assange, and Donald sits by silently. Sheriff, what the heck is going on with that?
Well, by using confidential sources, Sam, I have to tell you that using confidential sources in law enforcement is allowed, but you have to document that they are trustworthy, that they've given information in the past that is proven to be valid. You can't just go in law enforcement and say, well, we got confidential sources. Well, who are they? Well, I can't tell you. They're confidential. We might expose them to risk. You still have to document every bit of that and, in one way or another, show the judge that it is totally legitimate. But anybody in law enforcement, I don't care if it's the Attorney General or the President of the United States, who, or anybody, just throws out confidential sources. I got two words for that. That's bull-loney. And it doesn't fly. And if that were the case, that you could just say confidential sources, you could get away with anything. You'd completely destroy the protections of the Fourth Amendment by saying that.
Well, and that's the reality.
They do that all the time with those anonymous sources. But I like that two-word thing, bull-oney. I really enjoy that.
That's my favorite word, my favorite phrase at school.
All right. Anyway, bottom line, the reason that I bring this up is because, sadly, it seems like all the swamp monsters are just running around free, and all the good guys are in jail. Julian Assange has been under siege for a long time. Ammon Bundy finally got out. Thank heavens for that. But a bunch of people are still in jail. Okay, a bunch of people.
Sam Girard's still there.
Yes.
The convictions of Cox and Kettler are still there, Sam, if we looked at the thousands of people that are in prison, it would go up to tens of thousands very soon. I think the statistics on that would be alarming, but we've already been pointing that out to America on just about every one of your shows.
Yes, but listen to Steve Stockman. Listen to this.
3 years before Donald J. Trump was elected president, one congressman spoke out boldly and often as a whistleblower on Obama administration corruption.
Why do you want to seek impeachment of this president?
Well, as I said in my statement, we want all tools available to use, including that. But we also talked about lawsuits, stopping the funding. And the reason we're doing this is because we have a president who stepped over the line. He's taken his authority. Most executive orders are really meant for executive branch. He's using it really for legislative and skipping the Congress. That's a violation of the Constitution. We believe we have grounds, and some very prominent people that, like Ed Meese, thinks we have good standing.
We're asking the State Department to allow the witnesses to come forward, stop interfering with investigations. Since they refuse to do that, we're asking for a special committee that has subpoena power to open up what's really a sad situation.
They've been trying to pass a bill, amnesty, in the Senate. They did pass it. And I blue slipped it because they put taxes in it. And so far, Harry Reid has never sent over the amnesty bill to the House.
We issued a contempt order against her, and we need to act upon it. Quite frankly, Eric Holder is under contempt of Congress, too. In fact, your clips just earlier showed that they're not even really investigating her. This is a farce.
Doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. If the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman.
Steve Stockman, a political prisoner in his own country. Text FIGHT to 444-999 to help. DefendAPatriot.com.
So, Sheriff, what do you say about this? As far as I can tell, all the good guys seem to be in jail. Now, Donald and Steve, from their statements, couldn't be closer aligned with what they believe is the problem. You got the criminals, and they need to be locked up. Donald knows it. Donald admits it. Donald says it. Donald's highlighted it. Donald's no different than Steve. Why is Donald letting Steve sit in jail, going after Julian Assange, silently sitting there while the Justice Department does these shenanigans? Hillary runs around free. These criminals that literally created this dossier on the Donald run around free. What the heck is going on around here, sir?
Well, certainly Congressman Stockman is at the top of the list of those who have been abused by our government. The exact same things that all the Democrats are going after Trump for actually happened. Trumps are trumped up. But Obama and Eric Holder actually did them. The criminality of the Obama administration got such a free pass, one, because he was the first black president, and two, because the media protected him. And as we've said on your show, you can get away with anything in this country if the media supports you. And that's exactly what Obama did.
All right, let's bring Patty Stockman into the discussion. She's with us live. She's the wife of political prisoner Steve Stockman, former congressman. Patty, welcome back. And what do you say? I mean, it seems to me that Donald talks a lot, but it doesn't seem like he has any clout.
Well, I think you guys kind of hit upon it. It's sort of like we have the crazy people running the insane asylum in terms of the justice system. It's definitely on its head, and certainly my husband, you know, when he was in Congress, was doing everything in his power possible to try to hold those people in those rogue agencies accountable, and the president himself, and this is what he got locked up for 10 years. Now, in terms of the president and his lack of action, certainly we've seen him pardon a lot of people, and just two more just last week. And the way Steve and I see it, you know, we're believers, and we do not understand why God has allowed this situation to be. Do not understand it, but we do understand that he has a grand scheme that we can't understand. You know, we do not. We try to have the mind of Christ, but his ways are higher than our ways. And so we don't understand it, but we know that somehow God is going to use this as part of his plan, his bigger plan. And I frequently remind myself of Joseph and how unjustly he was first sold into slavery and then imprisoned for years. And he could have easily asked, God, why are you doing this to me? I've sought only to glorify you. But we all know, in retrospect, that God had this master plan to bring Israel out of captivity, and he was going to use Joseph in a mighty way, actually to bring the Israelites to Israel, where they, I mean, he just had a long-term plan that Joseph couldn't have seen, Moses couldn't have seen, but he uses these people, and they, and Moses spent time in the wilderness feeding the pigs or whatever he was doing, that he was doing with his father-in-law, right? So we don't understand it, and we don't understand the timing. I, as you know, Sam, I've been working an effort ever since my husband went to prison over a year ago now. He's been there for a year and a month. And I have been gathering letters from very prominent individuals to the president asking him to pardon my husband. And I have been unsuccessfully seeking someone who has FaceTime with the president to deliver these letters. And also, I have hundreds of signatures on a petition to the president asking him to pardon. And I know these are going to go into the president's hands at the right time. And all of your listeners can go to defendthepatriot.com and sign the petition there. You can see who all has signed. You can see the letters that have been written to the president. They're linked there. You can go there and help financially, and there are other ways to help. So people can go there and help.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more, because I agree that God's in charge, and I agree he can do miracles. There's no doubt about it. I have faith in that sacred cause. However, I do believe there's a role that we, the people, need to play. And God oftentimes lets wickedness prosper when we do nothing. I'll have the sheriff and Kurt respond to that in seconds. Patty Stockman, wife of Steve Stockman, with us.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Got the good sheriff, Richard Mack, with us as our guest. We also have Patty Stockman as our guest. Another quick soundbite from Steve.
Steve Stockman, about 30 seconds left. You walk the walk. You didn't just talk the talk. What do you want people to remember about you?
That I didn't blow with the wind, that I took up the challenge. And even though it may have been difficult on my family and on me, and it will continue to be difficult, I will not blow in the wind. I will stand firm. And I will stand up against the machine, which is here to, I think, undermine America's values, America's courage, and America's reputation around the world has been diminished and we'll stand strong.
Amen to that, Steve Stockman. And I agree with Patty Stockman that God's in charge, Sheriff, but I also go back to a quote from one of my personal dear friends, Ammon Bundy, where he literally highlighted this point, and I'll never forget it. We can't seem to get justice. We can't seem to, all the criminals are running around free, and all the good guys that are patriots are going to jail. And Ammon said this, what are we to do? Sheriff?
Yeah, that even hits home the gangs from Latin America, MS-13, who just killed a girl. And I can't remember the town, but they just were charged, and it showed that they had already been convicted of several crimes here and in Latin America, and that the Democrat policy, of course, of sanctuary cities has created such a sanctuary for these criminals. And it's really amazing that, again, the criminals roam the streets, and good people like Steve Stockman are in prison. Patty, I would like to ask you, though, and good morning, and thanks for your battle, and we pray for Steve every day. I got to ask you, are you aware of any of your efforts getting to the president? Do you know that yet, that the president actually is aware of Steve's plight?
Yes, I do have insight. Just over the past 3 weeks or so, I know that there's a move afoot by I think, several very prominent people who you guys would all know, but I don't feel at liberty to mention names, but very well-respected folks who I know are undertaking efforts on Steve's behalf, and I kind of gather on behalf of a number of these wrongfully imprisoned people, and also with an eye towards bringing justice where justice belongs. I do not have any idea the specifics of how that's being worked, what the mechanics are for unfolding it, where it is with respect yet to putting it before the president. But I know that these are people who are well respected by the White House, and they're up to something very, very good, which encourages me greatly. And I know we have the package that your listeners can see there on the website that include the letters that folks have written on behalf of Steve to the president and the signatures that we have thus far. I know they have possession of those. How they'll be used, I'm not sure. I don't know what other unjustly imprisoned people have in these people's hands, but they are moving, I know, to bring justice. So that's most encouraging.
The thing that I hope that the follow-up to anybody getting out, whether it's your husband, who is a good man, who's been at our conference before as a speaker, but regardless if it's Sam Girod, the Amish farmer who was put in prison by the FDA, if it's Steve, if it's anybody else associated with the Bundy Ranch fiasco who are now, some of them are in prison besides the Bundys, of course, as Sam mentioned, they got out, but that was a miracle that they got out. I'm still flabbergasted by that miracle. So, yeah, the miracles do happen.
Yeah.
But we must do something to follow up. Let's say Steve gets out tomorrow, gets a pardon. We must do this commission that we've been pulling for and pushing for and working for, because if just one or two get out, it really, the injustice is going to continue and it's not going to be corrected. What we want is this commission to be formed to where we review literally thousands of cases of people who are unjustly imprisoned.
Yes, yes. In fact, Steve has more than once, when I visited him, has said the president has got to appoint an independent commission, an independent body that's outside the government to investigate this. And I know he has said, and Sidney Powell needs to be on it. By the way, your listeners probably don't know that voice that was saying, if the government wants to lock you up, you will go to prison. That was Sidney Powell, former justice official herself, who wrote the book licensed to lie, and she is just deaf on the corruption in the Justice Department. So, Steve,
Patty, we've had her as a guest on our program, so she's familiar.
Yeah, when I heard her on the show, I ordered her book. I have her book.
I forgot that you had that. You're right. So, Steve is definitely on the same page with you guys on that, Sheriff.
Well, good, because that's really what we need. If we're going to change anything, we've got to have that commission.
Well, we need that commission for sure. We've been pushing for it for a long time. You know, as far as I understand, if you ask Dinesh D'Souza how he got free, he basically says, hey, Ted Cruz jumped in a limousine with a Donald and looked over at Donald and said, hey, you need to pardon Dinesh.
That's
and
right.
Looked at him and stared at him, and Donald kind of sat there for a minute and then waved his hand and said, consider it done. Well, that's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. And when you look at a Steve Stockman scenario, it's a witch hunt that put him there. It's absolute abuse of the system that put him there, Sheriff.
Well, that's why we need Rand Paul to do the same thing. Get in that vehicle with the president.
Yeah, but I don't know that Rand Paul's for real. I don't think he'll do it. He won't even listen to us. He won't even talk to us. He just sicks his attorneys on us whenever we try to talk to him.
Well,
and I had a very ever so brief exchange with Rand Paul a number of months ago. I saw him in D.C. It was a cocktail kind of thing, and I just saw him very, very briefly and asked him, I said, Rand, you do know that Steve is in prison, and he said, yes, I do. But it wasn't a compassionate, yes, I do. I don't know where he is with this, but he was pretty cool.
Well, and then whether it's Steve, who's a fellow representative, if you will, I know one's a senator, one's a rep, but they're fellow Congress critters, whatever you want to call it, Congress folks. But the problem with this is that even Rand Paul won't deal with Sam Gerard, which is in his own state, for crying out loud. So Rand talks big, but I don't see that he's doing it, Sheriff.
No, and that's what I was going to tell Patty. I actually spoke with him. I paid $250 to go to a rally that he was doing out here for somebody running for U.S. Senate, and so I paid the $250 just so I could go meet him personally. And the only reason I paid that $250 was so I could ask him face to face. Because I'd already been talking to his chief of staff about this for months, and so I looked him right in the face and I said, "What are we going to do about it?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's yeah." And he mumbled and he backpedaled and he wouldn't say anything. I said, "This guy is an Amish farmer who never hurt anybody, who did not commit a crime, but because of bureaucrats, he offended bureaucrats. They put him in prison, and yeah, of course they had it. He got his." Kangaroo trial, and then the judge literally said, Danny C. Reeves in Kentucky said he's going to prison because he's obstinate, he wasn't remorseful, and he didn't register with the FDA.
Oh my goodness.
No, he's and I was in court. If I hadn't heard it myself, I probably wouldn't believe it. And so that's why he went. Because he was stubborn, and we have done so much to try to get that innocent man out, and he has now spent 2.5 years in prison.
Yeah, how much longer does he have, Sheriff?
Well, another 3 years, I would imagine. But now we're working to get him to a halfway house, but it's just doesn't seem like anything's really moving. And Rand Paul could have had him out after day one. And so it's really mind-boggling how these guys, how politicians like Rand Paul can say so much of the right things, write a book about government bullies, and then do nothing.
We're not here to attack Rand Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
I am.
I'm here to find a way for more of us to get to Rand. I think of groundswell of please, Rand, do something. If there was enough people, I think Rand would listen to us. That's my hope. Patty Stockman, Richard Mack, our guests. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Midwest continues to clean up from severe weather, including a breakout of tornadoes in recent days, and now a dangerous heat wave is expected to bake the Southeast over this Memorial Day weekend. The National Weather Service calling the heat wave a death ridge that could break temperature records from Alabama to Virginia. A mile-wide asteroid with its own moon is on a path to fly by the planet this weekend. Astronomers say the asteroid called 1999 KW4 will pass within 3.2 million miles tomorrow. The next time the asteroid will be visible from Earth will be in 2036, when it will be even closer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the House is not on a path to impeachment, but South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
"You cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win."
USA Radio News.
All right, we got to take action. We got to do something. I agree that God's in charge, but I also agree that we have our agency, ladies and gentlemen. I think we need to use our agency effectively to make a difference. Evil prospers when good men and women do nothing. And I'm telling you, we need to put polite but insistent, I'm going to repeat that, insistent pressure on Rand Paul to do something, on Ted Cruz to do something. Look, Donald can solve this problem tomorrow. He did it for Joe Arpaio. He did it for Dinesh D'Souza. He's done it for all kinds of drug kingpins even, Sheriff. Why not a Steve Stockman and or a Sam Girard?
Yeah, and he did it for the Hammonds, for heaven's sakes. And
by the way, good for him for doing it, I might add.
I know.
Yes.
But he should be stepping in on this.
And the reason that I'm not here to attack these guys, I know they're not doing anything, and I'm willing to highlight that, but I guess I'm saying I don't want to be at odds with Rand Paul. I just want his help, okay? Right. I don't want to attack Rand or Ron or any of these people, but they've got to help get in this game. They have got to speak out and boldly, nobly, independently do something to help this sacred cause. They have got to.
Yeah, and my point is that this is really out of character for Rand. He should be embarrassed by this, that he hasn't.
Well, he should, but Kurt always reminds me of this, Sheriff, and I want to bring this up to you, Patty, and get your take as well. And then we need to move quickly to an update on Steve and how his health is and what's going on. But Kurt always reminds me when I get very critical of people, and you know, my criticism is justified, but Kurt's point, I think, is even a greater point than my justification, which is this. How do we know that Rand Paul's not been threatened or his family hasn't been threatened? They already beat him up and trashed his ribs and had some thug attack him that was supposedly his neighbor and all this kind of stuff. If that wasn't a signal to shut up and go away and be quiet, I don't know. So I don't know. I'm just saying that Kurt reminds me that what behind the scenes could be at the helm of this.
Sam, if you were threatened, would you change anything you're doing?
Well, it depends on the details and the threat. It's hard to say.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, it depends on the details and what was said by whom.
Well,
where.
Think of it. How? Let's go down this little track just for a second, Sheriff. What if they got a hold of you and let you know that, hey, they knew where your wife was and where your grandkids are and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they said, look, you know, if you keep stirring this little pot up, one of these... You know, beloved individuals are going
to
just have an accident.
I'd sure hate for your granddaughter
to
have rib problems like you do,
you know?
There, Rand. Thanks, buddy. And if you knew the government was in on it or whatever. Anyway, I'm not defending their actions as much as I am saying Kurt reminds me wisely that, you know what, there might be more than we see going on. Patty, do you want to respond to Kurt's point? It's a good one.
Well, that's exactly where I come down as well. I can't. It just baffles me that Louie Gohmert, Mark Meadows, and, you know, the rest of the Freedom Caucus in the House, with whom Steve served, are voiceless. We hear nothing. But then I remind myself, okay, they, you know, I know that they're very vocal and they're very much out there in exposing the corruption at the top level that have been going after the president for years now. And those are pretty big fish that they're frying. I understand that, but it has baffled me why I have largely found a closed door to Steve's former colleagues. When, especially these outspoken guys, they may be next. In fact, I actually asked Dana Rohrabacher, and I said to Louie Gohmert, who I got to see, you know, you guys, well, maybe next. And Louis said, I know, Patty, I know. But I don't know.
Well, there's a phrase that the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints heard back in the 1800s from government, which was this: your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you, Sheriff.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, if you'll recall, Sam, when I went to the halls of Congress, Louie Gohmert was the one I sat down with for a half an hour, talking about Sam Girod and the other injustices, and he couldn't wait to get out of there to get to some retreat that some big lobby group in D.C. was putting on, and he did nothing either. Mm. And
well, but
I'm still flabbergasted by that. I echo what you said, Patty. Mm. I can't believe that these people like Louie Gohmert are not doing anything.
I don't understand it. But again, I try to put myself in Joseph's shoes or sandals and think what was he thinking? Well, he was thinking how he could serve where he was, I think, and found favor therefore in the eyes of the prison guard, et cetera. But with respect to the president and the fact that, you know, you guys have tried every angle to get to him, it's kind of baffled me that he hasn't pardoned more people. But again, he's been up to his eyeballs and alligators just snapping at him.
Yeah.
So it's hard to put yourself in someone else's shoes unless you've been there. And I think I'm always impatient. God's timing is not acceptable to me. Hello, Lord, could you please speed this up?
I want patience, and I want it now.
Exactly, that's it. But I, like I said, I'm really encouraged that I know something is afoot right now with people that do have sway. Don't know what it is, but I just believe it's God's timing, which is not to say, Sam, that we should sit down and shut up and just twiddle our thumbs, not at all, which is why we've got this petition online that people can sign, add their names, and run this number of people that are asking the president to pardon Steve to over 1,000 or more. Where are the Americans? Why aren't they signing this petition? Where are the funds to help us with legal expenses? I hear Sean Hannity and And I maybe even Rush Limbaugh, I can't remember, but other talk show hosts talking about these folks that are around the, were around the president and how they've had financial, you know, their, the DOJ sets out to break you financially. And so, you know, they promote funds for these guys, but I haven't heard anything promoting funds for Steve Stockman, who has spent all of his retirement, all of our disposable income, much of my retirement, and we still have legal bills to pay. These guys that are doing this to these just and righteous people are out to just literally break you. And Kurt makes a very good point. We don't know what sort of threats have been brought.
And I don't know, but here's the bottom line. President Van Buren said to Joseph Smith Jr. back in the 1800s, "Gentlemen, your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you. And if I take up for you, I will lose the vote of Missouri." Now, I bring that up because if it's that, then shame on any of them. Absolutely shame on them. On the other hand, I don't believe that Donald or Rand Paul or any of these people, Ted Cruz, I don't believe they're being threatened over this. I know it's a possibility, but I don't believe it because Dinesh is out, Ammon Bundy's out, the Hammonds are out. Joe Arpaio's out. And if there was threats to come, I mean, why all of a sudden go, wait, we're going to draw the line at Steve or draw the line at Sam Gerard? Or, so it's possible, but I'm convinced that it's a little bit of a Van Buren syndrome is what I would call it, Sheriff.
I think you're right.
And so I want to highlight both scenarios, though, to be as honest and as open when I don't know as I can be.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of political capital. What can I spend my political capital on? And I think Rand Paul has other bigger issues, according, you know, to his political view. And I don't believe he's been threatened. I believe that he's just trying to spend his political capital as best he can. He's been against the president on several things, so it's hard for him to go say, okay, now I want you to do this for me, because he would have to make a deal with the president. The president isn't going to do it for free. He would be saying, okay, well, I need you to support me on this, and Rand just isn't in a position to do it. But Rand could get a hold and do some of these things on his own without having to spend political capital with the president.
And well, just imagine if you had the Freedom Caucus make this a central issue.
Of course.
For example, if you just said, listen, all the members of the Freedom Caucus, they're going to release press releases about this. They're going to stand together in the Capitol Rotunda and you know, demand the media does something. Whenever they're interviewed by the media, they say, hey, we got to work on Steve Stockman getting out of prison. Innocents are in prison. We got to do something. Just imagine if they send out through their email bulk. I get emails from these people literally almost every day. And they said, hey, put in a dollar for Steve. Let's help. We got to raise money. I mean, they could do so. If they did it that way, though, then, you know, it might be a little political capital, but nobody would be specifically at risk, per se, even at that.
I agree. And then you have, is it Justin Amash who's fighting with the president and against the president?
Yeah, and I think justice is a nut on that. Kurt, you got a story about that, don't you?
Well, yeah, you've got, for example, now Rand Paul's basically distancing himself from Justin Amash. The DeVos family are basically, they've been big supporters of his for a long time. I'm not talking about of Rand Paul's, but of Justin Amash. And now the headline from Breitbart says, DeVos family says it no longer supports Justin Amash after impeachment call. So there's, you know, some fallout there.
Well, and what's interesting to me is everybody picks sides, whether they're against or for what Justin or anybody else says. And I just want to know the truth. What is the truth?
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, Patty Stockman, wife of Steve Stockman, political prisoner with us right now. Really quick, the two headlines Kurt was pointing to. Rand Paul swipes at Justin Amash. Impeachment fever, antithesis of libertarianism. Then Betsy DeVos's family says it no longer supports Justin Amash after impeachment call on the Donald. So what I don't want to fall into is this just attack where we just divide and fight and on the inside. You know what? Justin's a good guy. I don't know if I agree with him on this or not. I don't know the truth about what's really, I mean, it's so redacted I can't even know what's going on. But look, if people are involved in criminal acts that raise to the level of impeachment, then we need to investigate that. And if it's true, we need to know. And we need to create accountability. But I question Justin a little bit because he's saying, hey, I realize that there's impeachment justification here, but I'm not calling for impeachment. Well, that puts you in a very weird situation, Justin. So I would agree with Rand Paul a little bit on this to say, hey, somehow what's going on here? Is this political theater? Is this Van Buren-esque? Hey, I just want to work on where my base is and get the votes, and I don't want to expend too much capital? Or is this a scenario where some of these people are threatened and they can't help us? I don't know. But here's what I know. We need to be acquainted with these things. We need to get involved. We need to make a difference. That's for sure. How is Steve holding up in prison? How's his health, Patty?
Well, his health is, I think, just kind of maintaining. He has a number of health issues that really need specialist attention. I really thank God he finally saw one specialist yesterday for one set of problems that he has. And the doctor had promised he would do tests that Steve requested back last summer at the first prison where he was. So after over a year, he's finally seen one specialist. But otherwise, he's diabetic, so he gets his insulin three times a day, I guess it is, or maybe four. And he's getting high blood pressure medicine, which indicates to me his blood pressure still is high. But other than that, he has some significant issues that are getting no attention. Frankly, Sam, he fears more for his safety than he does for his health. Because here he is, a former federal legislator who sponsored a number of the laws and certainly voted on most of the laws that have some of these violent offenders imprisoned. He's in a prison that's supposedly low security. However, because it's supposedly a medical facility, and by the way, they send people there to die. They send people there at the end of their life, not to treat people like Steve who are up and walking around and seem to be relatively healthy. But because it's a medical facility, supposedly, they have prisoners of all levels of security. And so it's tight security. He's in there with violent offenders, lots of sex, especially child sex offenders. And so he's more concerned about his safety as word spreads in the prison of who he is or what he's done in his life than he is his health.
Do you want to respond to that, Sheriff? At some point, it seems like it's a political payback time, sir.
I agree with her. I would be very concerned about that if I were her, Steve being in there and
and being a politician and standing for the things that he has stood for. Yeah, I'd be worried about that. Most of the prisons are pretty well handled and try to prevent that sort of thing. But I share her concern on that.
Well, they've already had at least a couple of gang-related uprisings, and one guy assaulted. Steve's not sure if he died or not, but they took him away in an ambulance. And it's just it's not a safe situation. And he is concerned. The one upside for Steve is he's such a friendly guy. I mean, Steve had a lot of Democrat colleagues when he was in the House of Representatives really liked him a lot, sometimes even more than some of his Republican colleagues.
And that's, by the way, why I don't just attack the Democrats and whatever else. I believe there's good people on both sides, regardless of what we hear or believe.
Yes, I think so. So anyway, back to your point, Sam, of the Van Buren effect. I did have one member say to me, "Patty, what can I do? What can I do?" And I said, "Give me 3 minutes of your time, and I've got some ideas, and we can talk about it." So I went back another time to try to catch him, and I did catch him. And just as he walked out to see me, the buzzer rang for them to go vote. So I said, "Well, let me just walk with you." So I walked with him to the tunnel where he was going to go under to go vote, and he clearly was done with me. But I think, Sam, that you are correct. That is an effect. But, you know, I believe, too.
But let me just stop you there, though. I get that he had to go into the tunnel that very second. So I get that if I'm on the radio, even my wife, I've got to say, "Honey, I've got to talk to you in a minute. I'm busy because I got to go on the radio."
Yeah.
Radio doesn't stop for any man, right? So, but yet I can circle back and make time. And if this congressman that you're speaking of is genuine, then don't get me started, because they can make time. They can say, "Listen, at 6 p.m. I'm free. I go to dinner all the time. I'll just skip the lobbyist's dinner and go to dinner with Patty." Or I'm telling you is that this idea that I had to go through the tunnel, sorry, tells me that it's not as genuine as we might hope.
Exactly. Well, and in fact, that was the next thing I was going to say is, at least in Steve's case, this jury convicted him of 23 out of 24 charges. And when Steve's appeal is filed, which is today, by the way, his appeal is being filed today with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and it will be, you know, therefore, I guess, public record. But people will see that the trial was in fact kangaroo court, as you said, Sheriff. And but Steve himself said, while the jury was out deliberating, he said, "If I had listened, if I had heard what the jury has heard for the past 3 weeks, I would find me guilty." So they found him guilty on 23 out of 24 charges. And I firmly believe that most of those people that we're talking about who could do something probably think, you know, where there's this much smoke, there's got to be some guilt. And they're just hesitant to commit themselves to saying, "Hey, this is unjust," because they suspect perhaps it is somewhat just. I believe that.
Well, there you have it, Sheriff. And I don't know what to do. I've worked on this project for how long, Sheriff? 3 years now?
Yes. It's been a little over 3 years.
And I'm not telling you that I'm perfect, but I'm telling you I don't know what more that I can do.
I think you're doing everything you can do, Sam. I really, truly encourage anyone.
Sam, you need a match, and you know, you need to light yourself on fire on the courthouse steps. You know, I mean, that would maybe do the next.
Maybe thing. I'm just not a real patriot then, you know.
That's right. You don't love your country.
Go to defendthepatriot.com. Sign the petition to the president to release Steve. Call Mark Meadows' office. And I think I've got another office listed there. Call these Freedom Caucus guys. Tell them they need to get on board, and they need to ask the president to pardon Steve Stockman, because they may be next, and they ought to have empathy for him. And we'll see where this all goes. Like I said, Steve's appeal is being filed today. It's very strong. But even if he's in the 6% that may win on appeal, the appeal process may take up to another year. And so pray for these people that are putting together whatever they're putting together to take to the president. It may be most of your all's list. We don't know. And so we need to pray for them, for wisdom, for favor in the White House, that in fact what we are talking about right now of the president taking action will come to pass and come to pass soon.
Our prayers are that happens. Just so you know, Patty, Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack and Kurt Crosby, we pledge to do everything within our power to make this happen. If I knew what to do next, I would do it. I just don't know what to do next. I mean, I don't know what I can do to move the needle. Sheriff, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I think we've moved the needle a few times, and then every time we did, it looked like it moved back the other way. So you're right. It's been discouraging, but we're going to stay in the fight. We're committed to do that. And, Patty, we really appreciate your attitude and your strength on all of this. You're a real inspiration, and Steve was also. And we're going to keep trying, keep fighting, and maybe one of these days we'll hit the right target.
Amen. And I got to get Kurt talking on the radio, though. He sent me over 20 news stories in the last half hour that I'm trying to edit. And then he said, Sam, can you please go get 3 hours of audio for me? That's what Kurt's got me doing while I'm running the board and talking to you guys and editing the show.
Yeah, but, you know, people know how many talents you have, Sam.
I'm not
you can basically
enough, I can't get
do...
these guys free.
He's a multitasker.
Telling you right now.
That's right.
Amazing. You are.
If I could get these people free, I would. But anyway, that's what Kurt's got me doing, ripping 3 hours of audio, and literally he sent me. Kurt, I want you to count them. How many emails did you send me with news stories?
I don't know, Sam, but the thing is, they're just headlines, so you don't have to go hunt stuff.
I know.
And you can basically go, look, here's the stuff that I need to know, maybe, you know, at least
so
I'm like trying
this.
To do
if I
that.
If I hunted them all down myself, it would be like 50 days of work, and now he's chopped it down to 10 days of work in a day.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to cut down the time for you.
Kind of like the guy that tells me he's got this incredible Maserati for me for only 19 grand, but it's a $500,000 car, Sam, it's incredible. Problem is, I don't got 19 grand.
Sounds to me like you got some great support there, Sam.
There you go.
All I'm telling you is, folks, we got a road to hoe. What do you think about this, Kurt?
Well, you know, Patty Stockman is a great example of exactly the kind of support that you would want if you were in prison.
Amen.
She's doing great work. Yeah.
No, really. Do you need a job? And the reason I ask is because Ben Swan, our buddy in the media, is looking for a manager.
Who is it?
Wow, that's
Ben
cool.
Swan. He's looking for a manager.
Well, I don't know that would be a good media manager.
Yeah, Ben Swan's a great guy, man.
And he is.
A job with old Ben.
I didn't know he was looking for that, but you know, he's one guy that's really worked hard in the media and done a lot of good, but they seem to have silenced him, Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still working through some of these stories. I'll have to let you guys talk. So, Patty, what's the wrap-up then? What can we, the people, do to help the most?
Well, I think I just went over it. They can go to, they can, if they want to just give to help with all the legal expenses that we've got and my weekly 9-hour round-trip drive to visit Steve, they can give by texting FIGHT, the word FIGHT, to 444-999. If that's quickest for them, or they can go to defendthepatriot.com. And like I said, there's a button there that says, I want to help. And there are several different things you can do there, including put your name on the petition. And there's a link to PayPal where you can give there. Call the leaders of the Freedom Caucus. Call the White House. But especially pray. Pray in these closing hours. If you're alive, Sam, I can't remember if you are. Pray in these closing hours because I suspect the attorney's going to file late this evening. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you so much. Sheriff, I've tried to get a hold of Rand Paul's office to get him on the radio. I'm still striking out. I'll keep at it. Any update from you, sir, to wrap up the hour?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Hey, Sheriff, I'm hoping you're going to go ahead and we got to get a hold of some of these people to help.
Oh, yeah, still trying.
We need Kid Rock and Ted Nugent, and maybe we can get a hold of that lady from Alaska. What's her name?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. You know, we need to get a hold of somebody to help, for crying out loud. Come on, people. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, my website, thefreedomcoalition.com, our efforts to help innocents in prison, including Steve and many others, Sam Girard and others, and CSPOA.org for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Get involved today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States.